AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. AP journalists have seen more evidence of torture and killing in Bucha, a suburb of Ukraine's capital. Ben Thomas has this.
Dozens of bodies are scattered around Bucha, six charred and piled together out in the open near an empty playground. But one had a gunshot to the head, another smaller than the others, likely a child, according to the head of police for the Kyiv region.
It's horrible.
Interior Minister Denis Monastirsky.
You see, it's just six bodies here, and that house, you can see maybe three, and that house, it's maybe one body. It's shot, they was shot and burned after it.
The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court at The Hague opened an investigation a month ago into possible war crimes in Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a video speech to the United Nations Security Council, accuses Russian officials and their military of war crimes as he demands trials similar to the Nuremberg trials of Nazis following World War II. The U.S. and European allies are imposing additional sanctions on Russian officials, businesses, and banks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They will target Russian government officials, their family members, Russian-owned financial institutions, also state-owned enterprises.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell blocked an attempt by Democrats to begin debate on a $10 billion COVID-19 compromise reached yesterday by both Democratic and Republican negotiators. McConnell and other Republicans tying up the measure with an election year showdown over immigration restrictions first imposed by former President Donald Trump during the pandemic. All 50 Republicans voted against the effort to begin debate on the bill. This is AP News. Ivanka Trump, former President Donald Trump's daughter, one of those closest to him during the insurrection at the Capitol, testified before the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says she has been answering investigators' questions on a video teleconference since early in the morning and was not chatty, but had been helpful. California Congressman Ami Bera is undergoing rabies shots out of an abundance of caution after an encounter with a fox while he was walking near a Senate office building on Capitol Hill. Bera, who is a doctor, checked for bites, went to the Capitol physician, and later on to Walter Reed Medical Center to start the shots.
Did what I would recommend anyone do, talk to the attending physician. They said even with an abrasion, you don't mess around with rabies or animal attacks, so went to Walter Reed last night.
The House Sergeant-at-Arms says there have been multiple recent fox encounters. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.